Thomas Phippen of the Glenwood Springs Post-Independent. Thanks for joining me on this week's news brief. The continuing saga of Rocky Mountain Resources versus Garfield County continues. Two lawsuits have been filed against the county, and you wrote an update recently. Talk about those lawsuits.
Both lawsuits follow Garfield County's notice of violation of the county permit that came after the big public meeting in April, and the county found that RMR was violating their permit in a couple of different areas, you know, selling rocks not allowed in the permit, doing exploratory drilling, and operating on more acreage than the county permit allows. So both these lawsuits, one is in federal court and one is in Colorado, you know, the state district. Both these lawsuits are ongoing and we're still in the early stages.
Are both of these lawsuits necessary, or does RMR just kind of want to bleed the county dry?
Yeah, I don't know what RMR's motivations might be pertaining to the county like that, but Garfield County's position is that the federal lawsuit is duplicative, is the word they use. Like, if they have a state court lawsuit going, then they should resolve that one before it moves up to higher courts. But RMR's position is that, you know, they want to seek federal remedy as well for what they say is unfair treatment by the county.
Obviously, the difference is that one is in state district court, the other one is in federal court. But are they the same lawsuit?
They're very, very similar. All the allegations are the same. All the arguments are the same. The only thing that I can think might be different is the applicable laws.
So what is the county doing about these lawsuits?
I think around the same day, July 22nd, they filed the motion to dismiss the federal suit, and they also filed an answer to the state court suit where they essentially said RMR doesn't have legal standing because they're acting in bad faith. They were slow to file the lawsuit, you know, right around the time when they were supposed to comply with the county's notice of violation, so they're fighting it.
In your article, you talk about how RMR believes that the county does not have jurisdiction over this because it's on BLM land and the Bureau of Reclamation is involved. So my question is, does the county's notice of violation have jurisdiction over BLM and Bureau of Rec?
That's one of the most interesting things to me about this case, because obviously RMR's right that the Bureau of Land Management and the State Department of Reclamation and Mining Safety and the county all have different language in their permits. And the state permit allows RMR to operate on a much bigger acreage than the BLM or the county's permit. So there are differences, and RMR's contention is that BLM, because it's BLM land and they're the federal authority, that permit takes precedent, and any communication or regulation or allowances that the BLM gives supersedes, you know, the county's permit. So when you have the county's permit going up against, you know, a state or a federal permit, that's a really interesting question. In some ways, I think that the federal court might be the only one to decide on that specific issue. Now, plenty of other issues can be resolved, I think, in the state court, and that's what Garfield County is counting on. RMR wanted the state court to dismiss outright the notice of violation, and it doesn't look like that's going to happen, but it's definitely going to be a legal fight going forward, I think.
If the county's permit is not enforceable, I'm wondering why have a permit system in place for the county in the first place?
Yeah, exactly. That's my question, too. If the county permit doesn't apply to federal land, that's a big deal. Why would you even need to get a permit from the county if, when someone violates the permit, that's not enforceable?
So how do these lawsuits affect current operations at the quarry?
RMR doesn't appear to have made any moves to come back under compliance within the county's permit. So I think that they're sort of just digging their heels in and fighting this in the courts while they continue their normal operations. That's my guess.
So they're continuing to violate the permit, and then they're suing Garfield County for sort of telling them that they violated the permit.
Yeah, I think that's one way to summarize it, yeah.
One more question, Thomas Phippen. How do these lawsuits affect the NEPA process for the expansion between RMR and BLM?
I don't think that these affect that process at all. You know, the BLM has their own rules and processes for the NEPA process, and currently the BLM is reviewing the most recent draft of the proposed modification, and we should hear first or second week of August whether that proposal will go forward and we'll start seeing public meetings scheduled, or whether the BLM will send back the application as incomplete. The other impact on the public review process is just continued animosity between RMR and the county and the citizens of Glenwood Springs and the surrounding area.
Thomas Phippen of the Glenwood Springs Post-Independent, thanks very much for your work and thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much, Jamie. My pleasure.
That does it for this week's News Brief on KDNK. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.